Good morning. It's a blustery Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. There's nothing like that first sense of winter, Alan.
No, I know. I know. I've known it's coming since early June. You know. Anyway, bundle up. Don't take any chances. Remember that water turns into ice, and I've had my comeuppance from that last year when I broke my ankle. So you have to be very careful where you're walking and how you're walking and how you're driving. This is fairly scary stuff. So anyway, David, what we're watching this morning is competing tax bills between the Senate and the House of Representatives, and there are some significant differences. Now, I've studied the legislative process for my whole life, and I have to tell you, this is sneaky stuff. Because both sides have come down with different plans, and they have to reconcile those plans in what are called a conference committee. And that's where the assurances and all of the things that people have been told not to worry about because they're going to be taken care of can happen, and they can disappear in a flash. So let me tell you, when it comes to something like deduction of your state and local taxes, well, you could do some of that under the House bill, and I believe none of it under the Senate bill. You can do up to $10,000 in mortgage deduction of your interest rate in the House bill, and in the Senate, entirely different. So these are going to be very specific things, and again, the place to watch is going to be the conference committee when they sit down and try to work this out. Now, the Republicans in the Senate can't afford to lose a single member. And now, with the replacement of our Attorney General in the Senate, we see Judge Roy Moore, but he has now been accused of some very, very serious violations by a 50-year-old woman who at one point had been 14 and had been pursued, allegedly, according to the Washington Post, by Judge Roy Moore, then an assistant district attorney in Alabama. So that could be and will be dominating the news cycle right now. Those two stories alone, it will be hard to get around.
Speaking of hard to get around, I see that New York GOP Congressman John Faso has called for a community discussion on the tax plan in the House. Will he get, as you often talk about, cover from his leadership?
Well, we know what happened the last time. He went along with the president, and then the president rewarded them by saying that the tax bill was mean. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, hurt me once, twice I'm a fool. Of course, I've changed that around significantly. Nevertheless, Faso has got to be looking in a very marginal district. Look, it's a Republican district. It's gone Republican, but just so slightly. So if you motivate those voters who traditionally either don't vote or avoid it or are not really committed to the election process, if you really alienate them with this tax bill, you could lose. The health care bill is now behind. Maybe some of that has worn off, maybe not, but the tax bill is now front and center, and when people see that they'll be paying $1,000 more or $500 more, they get very nervous. Then it gets personal.
Speaking of personal, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City, of course, winning re-election quite handily. He says he's now going to take his re-election, quote, mandate to Albany, fighting for millionaires' tax, education funding, rent reforms, and other things. However, we know that there hasn't been quite the good relationship with the fellow Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. And as you say, the city is a creature of the state.
No, the city is a creature of the state, old political science maxim. The mayor needs the governor. The governor obviously needs the mayor. He's going to be running for re-election in 2018, and the mayor now has a clear path for the next 4 years, his last 4 years, under the term limits that New York City enjoys. So we know that history will show us that mayors and governors in New York can kill each other's political aspirations. For example, Nelson Rockefeller and John V. Lindsay. Both guys wanted to be president. I think it's fair to assume that's true here too. And they put up all kinds of roadblocks in each other's way. And as a result, nobody got there.
Former, now Westchester County Executive Republican Rob Astorino did not get there in the election and won't be able to run for governor. He's ruled it out now, Alan, officially.
Well, that's right. He can't win because you can't win your own home county. On the other hand, you may remember this fellow Nixon, some called him Tricky Dick, getting up before the press corps when he had been defeated for governor of California and before he was president and say, "You won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore." Came the president of the United States, was elected twice.
our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.
And remember, everybody, there's still a few tickets left for Harry Belafonte at the Egg. You go to theegg.org. We want to give him a wonderful Capital District reception.
Tomorrow night.